720 ABC Perth, your emergency services broadcaster.
There's a bushfire emergency warning for Peachey Road and Tafro between Swanview and Janebrook. Kevin Pollack is the incident controller from DEC and joins me on the line now. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I'm well, thank you. What's the situation?
The situation is that the fire is still not controlled. We're still putting in containment lines and the progress has been held up by the steep terrain in John Forest National Park. And it's made things very slow.
And are there any homes under threat?
There is potential for homes to be under threat, but we have also done pre-planning and got units in around the houses and just in case, you know, something does throw out into the private property, and we'll have enough units there to stamp on things if it occurs.
And is this still contained to the homes in Peachey Road and Tafe Road, Kevin?
Yeah, it's more to the north of Peachey Road. It's not really adjacent to the houses off Peachey Road. It's where the end of Peachey Road is and then north back towards the highway.
Any evacuations?
We have put out a emergency warning and informed the public that live in the area that the relocation point is Grey Road in Midvale.
And what routes should people use to relocate?
They just go down those roads, Peachey Road onto Morrison Road.
Is the fire getting any worse, Kevin?
The fire is not getting any worse as such, but it's just the steep terrain is holding our progress in putting in containment lines, so it just makes it a lot slower.
So the situation sort of remains the same.
And the other factor we have is now the winds are sort of doing a bit of a full circle, which we were informed by the forecast bureau, and that's also making things a bit more complicated.
So does that mean that it's come around, so it's going the other way?
The winds are starting to move around to the northwest, which will take pressure off those homes on the western boundary.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for that update, and we'll keep across it.
Okay, thank you.
Kevin Pollack is the incident controller from DEC.